Well, time for sport now with Andre Leslie, and good morning.
Good morning, Geraldine.
Let's start with rugby league. The Sharks beat the Cowboys last night in front of a couple of star guests.
Yeah, they did. Scott Morrison was watching.
We know their football.
With Papua New Guinea Prime Minister James Marape. So a little bit of soft sports diplomacy going on there, and Scott Morrison's team had a win. So high fives at the end of the game between the two prime ministers. Pretty good picture, that one. The Sharks got a 16-14 win. And that ends a 5-game losing run for them. So Cronulla needed to turn it around. Maybe when the PM's there, they put on an extra special performance. I'm not really sure. It was a good performance, though, because North Queensland actually led 14-4 in the second half at one stage. And then the Sharks came back. Sean Johnson was sort of the standout, really, for Cronulla. He set up 2 tries, had a few line breaks. And tonight we continue on with this round with Newcastle Knights versus West's Tigers and Rabbitohs versus the Dragons.
Yes, and of course, there's quite a lot of people who believe that in fact, if the Papua New Guineans could be admitted to our competition, that would be an excellent, because they're mad on rugby league, and that would be an excellent soft power involvement by us.
Yeah, I mean, we do have Papua New Guinea players across the NRL.
Indeed, we do.
And we have also teams coming up into lower divisions of Australian competition. So we'll wait and see, but the NRL is a pretty set business at the moment, and I'd be surprised if it happens in the short term, but you can see that, yeah, there's a connection there through rugby league, absolutely.
I think it's an exciting prospect, but I'm not trying to make it happen. Australia's cricketers have finished their final Ashes warm-up, and the team for the first test is set to be announced, Andre.
Yeah, it is. That will happen tonight, 9 p.m. East Coast time, Australia. Perhaps a name that we weren't quite banking on, Cameron Bancroft. Oh. Now, he's the third of the Cape Town three, as I like to call them, David Warner, Steve Smith and Cam Bancroft. Obviously, Warner and Smith are already back in the side, but Cameron Bancroft in this intra-squad match overnight, he scored 93 not out, which was a lot more than anyone else managed to score in that game. His timing is impeccable because the Australian batsmen were all at sea in this match in Southampton. He looked really good. Admittedly, conditions had probably settled down a bit. But Tim Payne, the Aussie skipper, said the pitch was downright dangerous. So he did very well to score those runs. Mitchell Starc may not play in the first test. Also a hint from Captain Tim Payne. He's just a bit out of form with the red ball, according to Tim Payne. He obviously bowled very well in the one-day World Cup, Mitchell Starc. But Payne thinks he may not be quite on song for Test cricket. Also, I should mention Women's Ashes continues tonight. First of 3 T20s goes at Chelmsford. Australia is in an unbeatable position.
Yes, I saw David Warner. He looks very much, very comfortable with himself, I thought, even in interviews.
He is. He's much more settled. He also scored some runs early on in this match. I think it's pretty much a lock that he will open the batting for Australia in Test cricket in this first Test, which starts next Thursday. Who his partner will be, we don't know yet.
And the world's best women golfers are battling it out in France, but the Aussies are well off the pace.
Yeah, they are. Hannah Green, who won the PGA Championship, the last major, she's tied for 52nd. She's won over. The leader at the moment is Paula Creamer from the USA, who leads by one shot there in Evian in France.
And at the World Swimming Championships, Andre, Australia set 2 world records last night.
Yeah, they did. They're having a good meet, the Australians. The Sun Young controversy is sort of fading in the rearview mirror, and Australia's really starting to win some gold medals. Australia won gold in the women's 4x200 metre freestyle final. So this is the team of Ariana Titmus, Madison Wilson, Brianna Throssell and Emma McKee. And there's some big names in there and a very strong team that just beat out the US and Canada. And they broke a 10-year-old world record set by China. So that was very nice. There were lots of celebrations poolside. Matthew Wilson, he actually equaled the world record in the semi-final of the men's 200 metre backstroke. So he didn't get his gold. He'll race tonight, I believe. Great performance from him to get a gold medal there after he got after his gold medal performance in the 4x100 metre mixed medley. So he's having a very good time in Guangzhou. Also, Kyle Chalmers added to Australia's large medal haul with silver in the men's 100 metre freestyle. And I should mention, for those that don't just like swimming but like other aquatic sports, bronze medal playoff for the Aussie Stingers tonight, the women's water polo team. They're taking on Hungary.
Oh, well, that's all nice rounded out sort of
level
of achievement.
Well, it's not just about swimming. It's not just about swimming. There are other things that take place in the pool as well, right? So
couldn't agree with you more. Now, in the AFL, round 19 gets underway tonight when Collingwood takes on Richmond.
Yeah, taking on an MCG crowd on a Friday night. Fourth versus fifth, Collingwood in fourth, but they're actually a bit out of form. They've lost the three of their four last matches. Two of them have been really big losses. The Tigers, in contrast, in a much better place. They're aiming for a fifth win in a row. And if
they're surging, aren't they?
Yeah, if they win, they could make the top four. So that'd be good for them. Another match to watch this weekend, Brisbane Lions, who are a bit of a surprise second place team at the moment on the AFL ladder. They take on Hawthorn, and a win for the Lions could see them draw level with Geelong at the top of the table. So that would be a heck of a result for the Lions.
That's if Geelong beats the Swans. It's the other
game.
Yeah,
well, anyway, I'm kind of yeah, you're right. The Swans are upsetting Geelong there. That would be pretty unlikely. We'll see what happens at the end of round 19. But Lions, I think, in a better position than what many people thought they'd be.
Oh, indeed, indeed. And two Arsenal players have survived a carjacking in London.
Yeah, details are still coming in on this one, Geraldine. Armed thieves, they were wielding knives. They stopped Mesut Ozil, who is a pretty famous Arsenal player, also plays for Germany, and his teammate Sead Kolasinac. They tried to steal Ozil's black SUV vehicle, pretty expensive looking thing by the looks of the pictures that are doing the rounds on social media. Kolasinac scared them off, and they drove off and to safety, but a bit of a close shave there for Mesut Ozil, probably not what he wants on a sunny London afternoon.
Oh, indeed. Well, look, thank you, and have a lovely weekend, and we'll talk on Monday.
Yep, see you then, Geraldine.
Andre Leslie with us.